Mark chapter 3, verses 20 through 35. This is a reading of God's word. And he came home, and the crowd gathered again to such an extent that they could not even eat a meal. When his own people heard of this, they went out to take custody of him, for they were saying, "He has lost his senses." The scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and he cast out the demons by the ruler of the demons." And he called them to himself and began speaking to them in parables. "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. If Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but he is finished. But no one can enter the strong man's house and plunder his property unless he first bind the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins shall be forgiven the sons of men, and whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. Because they were saying, 'He has an unclean spirit.' Then his mother and his brother arrived, and standing outside, they sent word to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, 'Behold, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you.' Answering them, he said, 'Who is my mother and my brothers?' Looking about at those who were sitting around him, he said, 'Behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother.'" Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are so faithful in giving your word to us. Oh Father, we love your word. It is the only thing that would make us more and more like your Son. It is the only thing that would make us know you more and more. And Father, as we eat upon the heavenly manna, let us grow and grow. Grow to the fullness of our Lord Jesus Christ. For that is your will for us, your church. Oh Father, let us meet your Son, have fellowship with him as we hear your word. And we pray that you and you alone will receive all the glory. Bless your people, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We will not have the time to look at all the verses in detail today, but what I want to focus today is how these verses do show us that our Lord Jesus Christ has fulfilled the formation of the new eternal heavenly family. God's, his own family. The book of Mark shows from the very beginning that the kingdom of God has begun its reign in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has inaugurated his kingdom. The heaven has begun. The kingdom of God has begun, and it is now growing and furthering. And the beginning of God's kingdom shows that the old things are passed away and the new things have come. This world has passed away and the new world, the heaven, has come. The Bible is clearly teaching this reality. The Bible shows its reality in many ways. But in today's passage, we see this reality, the reality of New World, in the formation of the new eternal heavenly family in Jesus Christ. The worldly family is not eternal. The worldly relationships are not eternal. But the family that our Lord has accomplished is eternal. We are saved out of sin. We are saved out of this world to be members of this new heavenly family, God's family. And God's family is not according to the bloodline of this world, but this heavenly family is according to the blood of Jesus Christ. All of us who are born from above, who are recreated into the image of our Lord Jesus Christ, have become members of this family. And brothers and sisters, this is very, very important. That you and I, we realize and believe that we are truly one family of God. God is our Father and we are one family which belongs to Him. The literary structure, which I do not go into often, but we see this kind of literary structure in the book of Mark. So many times, I would like to say at least a few words about it. The literary structure that we see in our passage is what we might call a sandwich structure. There are two pieces of bread, one on the top and the other at the bottom. And in the middle, we have meat, like sandwich. Bread at the top, bread at the bottom. And in the middle, we have meat. Verses 20 through 21 is the top bread. And verses 31 through 35 is the bottom bread. And verses 22 through 30 is the meat. Why? Because verses 20 through 21, the top bread, and verses 31 through 35, the bottom bread, those sections are about the family. If you read it, what is about? It's about the family. It concerns Jesus' family. And in the middle, verses 22 through 30, is about the conflict with the scribes. Now, when you look at it, you might not see the relationship between all these three sections, but whenever you have this sandwich structure, then you and I, we are able to be confident that all of these verses are related. It's connected. So you interpret each section with the other section because you know it is related. But again, we do not have time to really look at it in detail. Verses 20 and 21 says, "And he came home," he meaning Jesus Christ. Jesus came home, and the crowd gathered again to such an extent that they could not even eat a meal. When his own people heard of this, they went out to take custody of him, for they were saying, "He has lost his senses." The word that is translated here as people, his own people, that word can be translated as kinsmen or family or friend. And you will find those translations in other translations. So, when his own people heard of this, these people came to take custody of him, to seize Jesus Christ, because they were saying he has lost his senses, or he is crazy. However, we might translate the word people, we are confident that these are very close to Jesus Christ in terms of the bloodline of this world. So these people who are coming to seize Jesus is his relatives, his family, his friends. And their conclusion of Jesus Christ, he has lost his senses. Or other translation, he is out of his mind. Or he is crazy. Those who are close to Jesus Christ, we're talking about in terms of the world. Those who are close to him, those who should know him and understand him best, they just do not understand. They think Jesus is crazy. John chapter 7. Let's read a few verses. John chapter 7. Verse 5. Well, verse 4. Let me read from verse 4. For no one does anything in secret when he himself seeks to be known publicly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world. Jesus' own brothers, physical brothers, are urging Jesus to show himself, to reveal to the world, be popular, so that people will know you and what you're doing. Because Jesus is hiding, so to speak. But why do his brothers say this? Verse 5, for not even his brothers were believing in him. So his own family does not believe in him. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemy will be the members of his household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it. And he who has lost his life for my sake will find it. Because of Jesus Christ, the members of the same family, they become enemies. Now, of course, these verses do not teach to ignore and neglect your earthly family. No, the Bible says if you do not take care of your own family, you are worse than the non-believers. So obviously, you have to understand these verses not in that way. But the fact still remains, you cannot love your own family, earthly family, more than God. When it comes to honoring Jesus Christ, when it comes to do the will of Jesus Christ, many, many times you have to go against those who are so close to you. Even Jesus experienced the same thing in his own family. Now, why does God show us these things? To show us that earthly family is not eternal. It's not perfect. It's just temporal. But during our living here on earth, through that earthly family, we are to witness the reality of heavenly family. Yes, we have to love them. But when it comes to honoring God and obeying God's word, you cannot sin with your family. We see these things, these kind of happenings in all over the Bible. Let me show you from Old Testament, Exodus chapter 32. Now you know what Exodus chapter 32 is about. It's about making the golden calf. They have committed a great sin, Israelites. So through Moses' anger, God shows his anger. And if we read from verse 25, this is what we read. Now when Moses saw that the people were out of control, for Aaron had let them get out of control to be a derision among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Whoever is for the Lord, come to me." And all the sons of Levi gathered together to him. He said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, every man of you put his sword upon his thigh and go back and forth from gate to gate in the camp and kill every man his brother and every man his friend and every man his neighbor." So the sons of Levi did as Moses instructed, and about 3,000 men of the people fell that day. Then Moses said, "Dedicate yourselves today to the Lord, for every man has been against his son and against his brother, in order that he may bestow a blessing upon you today." So by committing this great sin, some people, even though they are members of their own family, they have become enemies. Now, God is never asking us to go kill our own family member because they do not follow God. No. But understand, your relationship with God is far more important than your relationship to any of this earthly friend or family members. I know this is not popular. I know some of you do not like to hear this, but this is what God's word shows us. Yes, my wife will not be my wife in heaven. My son will not be my son in heaven. My husband will not be my husband in heaven. We are all, if we believe in Jesus Christ, we will all be brothers and sisters. It's the formation of new family, eternal family, a family of God. And you need to understand that that family has already formed, already established. And you cannot, just like you cannot ignore the earthly family, you cannot ignore the heavenly family. To ignore the heavenly family is sinning. Just like ignoring the earthly family. God says, if you do not take care of your own family, then you are worse than the non-believers. How about not taking care of the heavenly family? Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 9. This verse says of a Levite, of Levi, verse 8, beginning, of Levi, he said, verse 9, who said of his father and his mother, I did not consider them, and he did not acknowledge his brothers, nor did he regard his own sons, for they observed your word and kept your covenant. So Levites, they had to sometimes go against their brother, go against their sister, go against their mother, go against their father. Why? To obey God. To keep the covenant of God. Again, let me remind you again that now these verses do not teach to ignore and neglect your earthly family. No, these verses not teaching you to hate your earthly family, no. But the Bible says that if you do not take care of your family, then you are worse than non-believer. But you cannot love your earthly family more than God. Your earthly relationships are not eternal. You must understand that. So the point is not neglecting and hating earthly family, but the point is to love and take care of heavenly family. Because this family is established by Jesus Christ through His blood. This is precious family. But obviously, people who belong to this world would not see it like that. Because all they care about is their own family. That's it. It's me and my family. That's all that is important. But that is not Christian thought. That is not Christian thinking. Because we have another family. Eternal family. And this family will not change. I'm your brother. And I'm going to be your brother forever. You're going to be my brother, my sister, forever and ever. But my physical brother, that brother, if he is not Christian, and thank God he is, but if he is not, then he will not be my brother forever. Actually, he will be my enemy forever. So once you understand what has happened, what did Jesus accomplish? You need to realize that you cannot neglect and ignore and not love the heavenly family. Just like what we see in our passage, many times when we try to live our lives according to the will of God, the worst persecutions, the worst treatments often come from our own family members. And why is that? Because the earthly families are not eternal, they are not perfect. Verse 25, if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. In the perfect house, the perfect family, there is no division. And that family is the family that our Lord is accomplished, the eternal heavenly family of God. And that is his point. If there's a division in a house, that house will fall. If there's a division in a church, that church will fall. But understand that the church that Jesus Christ accomplishes, establishes, or new family that Jesus Christ accomplishes, because it is a perfect and eternal, there is no division. Because if there is division, it will not stand. And you must believe that. You must believe the reality of this family. And your job is to show, to witness that reality. Through Christ and heaven, God has called us to witness the reality of that family, that heavenly family. Verse 31, then his mother and his brothers arrived, and standing outside, they sent word to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, behold, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you. Jesus answered them, who are my mother and my brothers? Verses 34 and 35, looking about at those who were sitting around him, he said, behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. When you read that, do you feel that Jesus is rude? How can he say this? People are telling him, your mother and your brothers are outside waiting for you. And Jesus said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? He says, for whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. Who is truly my brother and my sister? Who is a truly a member of God's family? It's those who do the will of God. They are my brothers and sisters forever and ever. And those who, to the end, will not believe Jesus Christ, even though they might be physically my brother and sister, they will be my enemy forever and ever. No, please do not misunderstand me. I love my family, my earthly family. But I love my heavenly family. Family that our Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished for me. And that reality I cannot ignore. And you must not either. No, Jesus is not being rude. Jesus is teaching us the truth. Your brother, your sister in Jesus Christ, who loves Jesus just like you, you know how important those people are to you? Jesus teaches us that there is a new family that belongs to God and heaven. Those who do the will of God, those who believe in Jesus Christ and obey Him, those who the world calls crazy, lost all senses, or Jesus freak, they are the members of the heavenly family. They are the citizens of God's kingdom. All the world says to us, you are too serious about God. You are too serious about your religion. There has to be balance. But why are we crazy about our Lord Jesus Christ? Because we love Him. Because He is the most important, the most precious to us. In Acts chapter 23, Festus says to Paul, the apostle Paul, Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great learning is driving you mad. In today's language, you are a Jesus freak. What an honor. Because Jesus was called. He is out of his mind. And here, Paul is participating in that very life. Other people call Paul, you are crazy, you are out of your mind. It will be honor for you and honor for me. And when somebody calls me and calls you because of our faith in Jesus Christ, because of our desire to obey God, that they will call us crazy. That we are out of our mind. Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 13a says, for if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are crazy, it is for our Lord Jesus Christ. This sinful world does not understand us. Even so-called churchgoers, they do not understand us. But brothers and sisters, your eternal family understand you. We do understand one another. And among many other reasons, that is why we're so important to one another. The church, it is where our eternal family who understand us is gathered. Yes, in the world you are treated as crazy. Yes, in the world you are treated as foolish. But behold, your brothers and your sisters who understand you. You don't have to explain why you want to live your life according to God's will. You don't have to explain why you would go through suffering and persecution just to follow God's will. You don't have to explain to us because we do understand. Our big brother, Jesus Christ, has lived the same life. He was treated as foolish and crazy because of his love for his Father. Jesus knows you and what you are going through. He understands you. He truly does. Yes, we feel out of place in this world. I feel like that all the time. It's like so uncomfortable living with the beliefs that I have. It's like wearing, you know, clothing that is not your size. It's difficult. But every Lord's Day I come here and I look at you. You will understand me. You will understand why I insist on that kind of living. when only thing that it might bring in the world is persecutions and sufferings. You understand? Yes. Feel lonely out there because of your faith. But come to church. Your brothers and sisters, we understand you. It's truly amazing grace. Verses 23-26, and he called them to himself and began speaking to them in parable, how can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. If Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but he is finished. There are two houses, there are two nations, there are two kings, and you get the idea. Satan, brothers and sisters, Satan has not risen up against himself and divided. No, he is against God and God's people. There is no division in God's kingdom, in God's family. We cannot rise up against us and divide ourselves. That just cannot be possible. We are one family of God. Do you see it, brothers and sisters? Jesus has accomplished the new heaven, new heavenly eternal family. You and I, our church, is called by Him to witness that reality. We must love one another. We are one body. We have one hope, one faith, one Holy Spirit, one Lord, and one God. We are the only ones who understand us. Christians, true Christians are only ones who understand true Christians. That's why it is so important that you are so important to me and church like ours is so important to me. And there are brothers and sisters out there who are going through the same thing. Other churches who are going through the same thing. Understand, we are one. We understand one another. Listen to what God is saying. There cannot be any division in His house. First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 29 says, for he who eats and drinks judgment to himself if he does not judge the body rightly. Now this phrase, the judging the body rightly. There are many ways to understand this and all are true. You could understand that as understanding the doctrine of the Lord's Supper. What it's about, what it's showing. If you don't understand that, then you are drinking and eating the judgment. But if you look at the context of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, why does Paul say these things? What happens before that? Well, these people gathered and rich people were eating with themselves and the poor people that didn't have any food. Even though they belong to the same church, they're one body, but these rich people did not recognize the body of Christ. They didn't care. They did not love. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself if he does not judge the body What body are we talking about? His body, Jesus' body, His church, His heavenly family. You cannot participate in the Lord's Supper if you don't care about your heavenly family. Because to do so is to eat and drink the judgment upon yourself. The body of Christ, His family. So as you come, as you judge the body rightly, ask yourself, who is the body of Jesus Christ? Well, look around. You see them. Who are the ones that I must love and take care of? Look around. You see them. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, look around. All of you are the members of God's family. All are your brothers and sisters forever in Jesus Christ. One family of God who do the will of God in Jesus Christ. As you come to the table, understand that we are coming to God as one family of God. We come judging His body rightly. We care. We love His body. We do not ignore. Just like those rich people in 1 Corinthians 11. No, we truly care. Do you judge the body of Christ rightly? Do you? Who is the body of Christ? Who is the ones that you must love and must take care of? Who are they? The body of Christ. Yes, brothers and sisters, come. But we come as one family of God. And we must witness this reality. No matter where we are, no matter what we do. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You have made us one family. Yes, Father, if it is not for You, if it is not for Jesus Christ, if it is not for His blood, some of us may not even talk to one another. That if it is according to us and we're just living in this sinful world, some of us will not even acknowledge others. But Father, we thank You that in Jesus Christ, enemies have become friends. Those people who would not care if it is according to our sinful nature, now they become our brothers and sisters who do care, who we do truly love. Oh Father, let us be grateful for what You have done for us, what You have accomplished for us. Let us truly understand and appreciate how precious this family of God is. Your Son has purchased all of us with His precious blood. Oh Father, let us witness this reality, how we are truly one family of God. Even as we come to the Lord's table, let us judge Your body correctly. Let us witness that we are indeed one body of Christ. Bless us, God, and receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.